What's the difference between just being nervous and having an anxiety disorder?
So that's from Josh. Difference between anxiety disorder and just the random sort of panic we all experience before a programme like this one. Although I'm sure you were very relaxed.
Say, yeah. I'm getting more relaxed as time goes by. So we all feel a bit nervous at times, don't we? Such as these, or with exams looming, or about other relatively common events in life. The difference between that and an anxiety state is really, in essence, the severity of the anxiety that one feels and how long it goes on for. Most anxiety states, for example, are defined by having anxiety for at least 6 months. And then also the fact that the anxiety is in itself distressful and or disabling. So that's how you would distinguish one of a whole range of different anxiety states from normal anxiety or stress. And then there's a number of different conditions. So generalized anxiety, for example, is feeling pretty much anxious all the time, as it sounds. Panic disorder, on the other hand, is having panic attacks, which are relatively discrete episodes of anxiety, which can be extremely unpleasant. People tend to feel that they are dying or having a heart attack or going to collapse in public. And then the other very common types of anxiety are the various phobias. So they affect a very large number of kids. 5 or 10% of kids will have a phobia to things like dogs or the dark or spiders. Most of those tend to go away with time, but they can persist. The other thing to say about anxiety states is that particularly the phobias are highly responsive to treatment, and panic disorder and generalized anxiety can also benefit from a number of different treatments as well.
What sort of treatment? Do you mean behavioral therapies to help talk people down so they don't go into this? Because my experience of talking to people who've had panic and anxiety attack type disorders is that they end up in this vicious cycle where they feel a bit panicky, and that makes symptoms like their heart thudding in their chest or they breathe too fast, which then makes them feel a bit faint and woozy, and then they think they're having a heart attack, so that makes them get even more panicky, and it gets worse and worse and worse, and
exactly.
They don't know where to turn.
And you can end up in a catch-22 situation like that, absolutely. So yes, a variety of cognitive or behavioural strategies can help with anxiety. So very commonly they would include a physical component, if you like, of encouraging people with relaxation exercises, and the more that you do that, the better you get at it, and the more that you can employ a relaxation technique if you catch yourself beginning to feel anxious in that kind of situation, and it helps you avoid that kind of catch-22.
Or sort of talk yourself down, say, look, I know this is happening because I am making myself nervous. This is because I'm making more adrenaline go around in my bloodstream and it's making the symptoms worse. And
exactly.
So because I know that I'm doing this, if I know that's happening, it's not so scary anymore.
Correct, yeah.
And exactly. Then you can break the cycle.
And if those kind of simple measures, if you like, don't work, then there's a range of other treatments that you can apply, including antidepressants, which are actually surprisingly effective for anxiety states that haven't responded to those kind of approaches as well.
Stephen, thanks very much.